Good morning.
Hi, am I speaking with Alan Smith or Karen?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. My name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. I think you spoke to my colleague, Shandel.
What's your name?
My name is Shira. We're just following up on that phone call you had. So I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator for Alan. I just want to know if you had any questions before I introduce you to the next step of the process of getting onto the waiver program.
Okay, what's the next step of the program?
All right, so I'm not sure what you spoke to Shandel about, but I'm not sure how much you know already. So, stop me if you have any questions. Basically, the first step is going to get a broker to come down and have them give an assessment to Alan. This opens up the case. The independent enrollment broker is like an intermediary between you and the county assistance office. So there are multiple assessments that have to get done prior to his approval. And then once his assessments are done, he has to go and send in financial paperwork that the county is going to request. This is a state provided program, county provided program, so everything gets done through them. And we just walk you through that entire process.
Okay, question for you then. When you say county assistance program, there must be some kind of leveling off as to who can be on Medicaid and who cannot. So before we go through all these changes, how much money does my husband have to have before he can be accepted into this county offer program? Because if that's the case, then that means that across the board, no matter who it is or what it is, or whatever company it could be any company, Family First or whatever, how much money is the cutoff before he can receive Medicaid?
2,900.
2,900 a month?
He has to make less than 2,900 for this waiver program.
Okay, is it net or gross?
Both.
Can't be
His
both, because
income. It's his income. Whatever his income is, the assets, it's if he's making Social Security, if he's any job, anything like that.
oh, okay, I understand what you're saying, but so because you're saying whatever comes into the house, not gross.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Whatever he receives a month
Right.
net, okay.
But this has not really to do with Medicaid. It's specifically for the waiver. In regards to what he's eligible for Medicaid, let me just be like I'll be very clear with you. He enrolling in this waiver program, Medicaid comes. But if he's making more than 2,900, then he will not be qualified for this type of waiver. There's other waivers that he may be qualified for. The waiver that we're talking about, he may not be qualified. So my question to you is, does he make more than 2,900 a month?
Okay, question for you. Is this just his Social Security?
No, it's everything that he's making.
No, that's not what I'm saying. In his household. Do you need mine? Do you need anybody
No,
else who lives
it's
here?
just about him. It's just about him.
Just him. Okay.
Yes.
So what is a waiver?
Okay, so the waiver it's what the program is called. It's the waiver program. It's basically it allows him, Alan, to choose Zoe or a friend, neighbor to be his caregiver,
Oh,
and the
okay.
county and state pays them. Means to say Alan could choose who it is, and then the state will pay them for helping Alan out. But in order for them to do so, he has to go through in a series of steps and a process because if he like they, this is how they sift, because otherwise the whole world would want to do this program.
Exactly. I understand.
So
Okay, so the answer to your question is no, it does not. His income is not more
you don't have to
than
tell me what
29.
it is. That's what
I'm
I'm
not
asking.
going to I'm not going to tell you what it is, but what I'm saying is that you asked the question, does he make more than that? And the answer is no.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the next step is he has to call into the independent enrollment broker and request an assessment. Okay.
Independent enrollment assessment, did you say?
Enrollment broker.
Broker. Okay. So what is that number?
That number for you is going to be
877-550. Yes.
4227.
4227. Okay, so any more information? Do we need any more information?
So, like I said, it's an entire process. After the independent enrollment broker is going to come down, they are going to need a doctor's note, a PCP form. Now,
okay,
you have two options.
PCP form. Okay, I'm writing all this down. Tell me your name again. Please spell it because I didn't.
S-H-I-R-A, Shira.
S-H-I-R-A, Shira. Okay, Shira.
Extension is 119.
Your extension is 119.
Yeah, and you can call us back at the number I called you at with this extension.
Okay, which is 267-551-7419. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
now, Now you have two options with the PCP form.
Mm-hmm.
You can either get it with your doctor, or you can have our doctor call you, and we can do it through telehealth, which gets done extremely fast, faster than going through your doctor. But it is an option. You can choose whatever you want to do. I can even go ahead and schedule that now and get that out of the way. And then after that, that form gets back sent to us, and we send it back into the independent enrollment broker. The broker then sends it out, and Erion Aging is going to give you a call for the second assessment. So that's the first part of the process.
Okay, so a primary care physician form, you can either do it through his primary care physician or you said yours, right?
Yeah.
If it's yours, you said it's a faster process. How fast and how does that work?
Well, for example, if you would call up your doctor now and say that you need an appointment to fill out a physician's primary care physician's form, he'd set an appointment for you, right? Whereas our doctor just gives you a call and asks you the questions that are needed for the form, signs off on it, and sends it right back to us. It's just a smoother process.
Okay. Go on.
That's
You asked me which one do I want. Do they need to come out and see him?
The telehealth, I think they're just going to do it over the phone.
How would they know what he's answering and what his problems are if he doesn't get it from his PCP? How will they know by the answers that he gives your PCP or the PCP in your program is the right answer?
I'm not usually privy to those phone calls. I do know that the doctors we hired, it's a company called New York Best Medical. They ask a lot of questions. They request the full medication list. The doctors review it. It's an official and it's applicable for what we're trying to do here. It's your decision.
Okay. I just want to know if I'm asking these questions because I know that it's a process. And in the process, there are certain things. What did you say, babe? Yeah, I don't want to waste my time or yours or anybody's. So that's why I'm asking all these questions. And so with your PCP, what do we need to do? Because we want to go that way because we need to get this done. My husband really needs to help. So
okay.
I want to get through this, okay?
So my process is I'm just going to fill out a form on my end, and they're going to give you a call. Just a heads up, they are going to ask for his medication list and other questions might come up. Again, I'm not a privy to those phone calls as for legal purposes, but I know that that's one of the things that they do request.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm just seeing here, I'm going to give them the number 2816, so just look out for that call. Remember, they are trying to help you, so just participating in the best way you can is just going to make the process go faster. And they will explain everything when they talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Let me just see here. I see that it's 1948. Okay. The patient is a male.
Correct.
Let me just see here. Medicaid. Got it. All right. Is there any other questions you have for me before I continue?
Do they need my what I make a month?
Again, no.
Okay, good. That's all I want to know.
Are you guys legally married?
Yes, we are.
I don't think so. But again, financial paperwork comes at the like 50% through the process. We're not even there yet. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All
right. So I'm waiting for that phone call though, right?
No. So your Kira? First step, no, you're not. You're going to first call into the independent enrollment broker with your husband. You're going to get that assessment scheduled ASAP. Okay.
The 877 number that you gave me.
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, no. 877 ending in 4227, right? You got that?
Yeah, 550-4227. Got that.
Okay. All right. So you're going to call in to that number. Your husband needs to request. He needs to be the one to request the assessment. You're just going to call them, and they're going to be like, hi, how can we help you? You're just calling for a scheduling. They'll understand what you're saying. They're going to ask you a lot of questions. They're even going to walk you through a little bit of what I'm telling you already. But I ask that you take it with a grain of salt because the agency works with doing this process as opposed to them. So we know a little bit ins and outs and, you know, how to make it excel it a little bit. So they may tell you like, hey, it's going to take 90 days. But with the agency, it could take way, way shorter than that. Okay?
Okay.
So you just keep an open ear and take a grain of salt. Now, this first assessment needs to take place with the independent enrollment broker, like I stated. The PCP form, you're also going to do, but it's a separate thing. So just kind of keep that in the back of your head as well. It's going to come to you. They're going to call you. You don't have to do anything. The independent enrollment broker also is going to come down to you, okay? So these two steps need to get taken care of. Once that's done, like I said, I'm going to get that doctor's form. I'm going to send it back out, and then a company area and aging is going to reach out to you. Now, after that process, what actually happens is that the independent enrollment broker is going to decide if you're clinically eligible. If they see that you are clinically eligible, the case gets sent down to the county. The county then is going to send you a letter stating all the financial paperwork they want you to provide. Okay?
Okay.
But so that's like 60% of the process. You provide the financial paperwork. Then you're going to have to choose an insurance. The insurance choices are going to be Keystone, PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, or AmeriHealth. But this is all the way down in the process. We probably aren't going to be dealing with this for another 3 weeks. But you're going to have to choose an insurance. The insurance is then going to send down a service coordinator who is then going to give your husband an assessment. That assessment she takes and sends it to her clinical team in her insurance. And they review it, and they determine how many hours he is approved. Note that we cannot give you a pay rate, official pay rate, until those hours are they let us know how many hours they are, because we can't just say numbers and he's approved for, you know, depending on how much he's approved, we can give a pay rate. Then the insurance creates
the pay rate for the people going to have come in and do the things that they need to do for us after all of the process that we've just gone through is completed.
I don't understand your question. What did you say?
Pay rate.
Yes.
You can't give us a pay rate until all the other process that you told me to do is completed. Is that right?
Well, think about it. The pay is dependent on how many hours the patient's approved. That's so.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. So like I said, the insurance is going to get that assessment. They're going to create an authorization that they send to us, and then we can start paying Zoe or whoever it is. The whole process. It does take some time. Gonna just let you know. You need a lot of patience, but as long as there's communication, we'll try and get this through as fast as we can. Try and get that independent enrollment broker scheduled. This number you can also text me at. So if you can't get through to me, just shoot me a text. And you know, our team is just here to help you. Give us a call back when you have that scheduled. And yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Kira, I will start the process with the independent broker per your instructions for scheduling. Okay.
Yes. And if any questions come up, they tell you anything, just give me a call for clarity. I don't want you to scramble because you're hearing something else. They sometimes do that. we really have a very regimented way of doing it. It's the only way of doing it, actually. They would tell you the same thing, but we just,
okay.
because we're the agency and we specialize in it, we can do things a little faster. So take it with a grain of salt, like I said, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty then. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.